The gist. The idea is something in the blood of ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID patients is causing these diseases. It's so enticing. Uncover it and bang, you have an arrow pointing at the cause and a potential treatment target as well. Recently, two studies suggested that something in the blood is playing a major role in these diseases. This blog will cover those studies as well as past ones that suggest the same. One study found that exposing muscle tissues to serum from ME/CFS and long COVID patients for 48 hours produced a stress-induced hypermetabolic state, resulting in severe deterioration of muscle function. The mitochondria were profoundly impacted by the serum. Another study from Akiko Iwasaki's group at Yale found that giving IgG antibodies from long COVID patients with neurological symptoms to mice resulted in increased pain sensitivity, pins and needles, burning pain, weakness, and dysautonomia. The authors stated their data illustrate the pivotal role of autoantibodies as a key driver of neurological disorders in long COVID. Meanwhile, Andreas Goebel has found pain-sensitizing autoantibodies in no less than four chronic pain conditions, including fibromyalgia. His most recent fibromyalgia study found that giving IgG antibodies to mice quickly turned them into fibromyalgia mice. Goebel found that the antibodies were attacking a central way station for sensory signals coming from the body called the dorsal root ganglia. For his next trick, using tissue cultures, Goebel found signs that the same thing was happening in long COVID. When San Diego researchers took serum samples from ME/CFS patients with insomnia and healthy controls and injected them into connective tissue cells called fibroblasts from mice, the fibroblasts showed signs that their circadian rhythms were disrupted, suggesting that something in the serum might be disrupting sleep. When an ME Research UK-funded study added plasma from ME/CFS patients and healthy controls to the endothelial cells found in our blood vessels, they found across-the-board reductions in nitric oxide production, even at rest, in people with ME/CFS. The authors proposed that something in the plasma was not only interfering with blood vessel functioning, but possibly with mitochondrial functioning as well. That set the stage for Bupresh Prusty's study, finding that IgG antibodies from ME/CFS patients' serum caused the mitochondria in the endothelial cells that line the blood vessels to become fragmented. Back to fibromyalgia. UK researchers created a fibromyalgia mouse model and transferred blood and serum from the fibromyalgia mice into healthy mice. After separating the blood into four immune components, they found that neutrophils from FM patients were responsible for turning healthy mice into FM mice. The 2016 study from Fluge and Mella that started all this off found that giving ME/CFS patients serum to progenitor muscle cells resulted in increased mitochondrial respiration, i.e. a state of hypermetabolism that appeared to be driven, interestingly enough, by energy depletion. As other studies have found, the muscle cells transitioned from relying on clean-burning fatty acid-derived energy to running mostly on a dirty source of energy, amino acids. If something in the blood is causing or greatly contributing to these diseases, some treatment possibilities include IVIG, targeted treatments to remove specific autoantibodies, and blood cleansers like plasmapheresis and immunoadsorption. A recent session of Dr. Ruhoy and Kaufman's Unraveled podcast discussed plasmapheresis, and a blog on that is coming up. Hopefully, enough evidence has accrued that a real hunt for the mystery substance in the blood is underway. Currently, it appears that IgG autoantibodies are the lead candidate, and they are getting some funding. Likewise, the Open Medicine Foundation is funding a study examining the role neutrophils may be playing in ME/CFS. Time will tell. As Ron Davis says sometimes about difficult projects, quote, "This is not a trivial problem," end quote. and finding the X factor in the blood is apparently not an easy task. The payoff, though, biomarker, potential treatment target, could be enormous.